It says Vayikach Moshe Satz Mesyosef Imoy, Kashpeh Shpias Me Yisrael, and so on. So this Vayikach Moshe Satz Mesyosef is a pasuk that should have said before. As soon as they left, they didn't remind themselves now, oh, we have to take Satz Mesyosef. It's something that they should have known from before. They obviously did. I mean, they took it out from Mitzrayim. So it should have said, right, as soon as Bnei Yisrael Yoytzim Yad Rama, as soon as it says in the parashah before that they started going out, that's when it should mention it. It's a little bit shver why it's mentioned here. It doesn't seems to be out of place. For Bichlal, it's strange that it's mentioned at all. I mean, it was something they promised. They took it. They did it. They did a thousand things. I mean, Mela the Lamashal, taking out the Vayinatzlu, taking the money, that was part of the Avtocha, part of what they needed to do. Yosef, they made Avtocha, and they kept it. Didn't need to be really a passionate Torah. The obvious answer is that the reason why it says over here is because it says in Chazal, Hayom ro vayonois, the Yarden ran away, Yamsof ran away. So it says that Ma ro vayonois, Aroina shal Yosef, that the Yam saw the Aroina shal Yosef, and that's why it ran away. Beschar vayonos achutza was rewarded with Hayom Ro Vayonis. The Chur, that's strange that the whole schus over there, I mean, Chazal give a lot of good schusim why Kriyas Yamsov happened. The Schar of the Munakai, the Schar of Sias Nefesh, besides which, all the Makis were there. In other words, taking Klaizel out of Mitzrayim goes back to the Bris Ben Absorim. And in the Mahaloch of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsov was supposed to be one of them. So why is it on the other Makis, on Makis Barad, we don't find the Schar who they did Makis Barad, Makis Choshri, don't find the Schar of anybody. I mean, all these were Nisim, and you don't find the Schar who was Matan Torah. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. The only one we find really Schar of all the Makis is the Kriyas Yamsov. And it's strange why it needs a Schus, and why is it that Yosef's Vayonis is the big Schus. I mean, it doesn't even seem to us like a very big Maisa. It wasn't like a Messias Nefesh where he jumped into a fire, like you find in Chazal sometimes, somebody jumped into a fire, somebody's Messias Nefesh. I mean, he did the right thing, but Sachakol, he ran away, and that's it. What is the Schus, the Zelum Aser, of the running away of Yosef to the... If somebody wanted to ask a shayla, could say, I mean, Avram Avinu had a lech lecha, so why not bischar lech lecha? I mean, that was also a nisayin of going away. Why is this called alicha? And this is called nisa. It says hayom ro vayonis. Well, what's the lashon vayonis? Why not vayelech? The nisa itself, the running, implies something that is a special nekuda that was present in Yosef, and that was present in the Yam, as opposed to the Nisayin of Lech Lecha, which was a big Nisayin, but that's called Lech Lecha, and this is called Vayonis Achutza. In some ways, it was a much harder Nisayin than Lech Lecha. The Chazal over here, there's one more place where the parasha of Aroinus or Yosef appears in the Torah, and that is Pesach Sheni, which it's not a mikra that was brought about. It's a whole parasha in the Torah, a whole din, a whole perek and psachim that is brought into this world by Aron Asher Yosef. Like the Maral always says, Dvorim Gdolim Einem B'mikra. It didn't just happen to be that they happened to be Tom Mesim and Tom Mesim. It happened to be Aron Asher Yosef and B'mela. Parashas Pesach Sheni is a parasha in Torah. It's a mitzvah. It's a chelik of the Shacharuch, of the Rambam. It's a chelik of Tayag mitzvahs. And if it was brought about by Nois Aron Asher Yosef, it has to do something with the tchunis of the Nois Aron Asher Yosef that it should. He should have been the one to bring it about. His Aron, or better yet, his Aron with his atzamis are the ones to bring it in. There's a famous Chazal over here, which if you read it carefully, is not easy to understand. It says, "Amar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 'Ata Oimli She'ekra Yam V'Esa Yam Yabasha, you asked me to tear the yam and make the yam into yabosha. Vaksiva shasamti choil gvul yam. Akadosh Baruch Hu made sand the gvul for yam, the barrier. Sand does not allow water to overflow. You know, every beach that we see, the water goes up to the sand and stops over there. So Akadosh Baruch Hu said that choil would be gvul yam. You swore that you'll never be kareir yam. Not clear where is there a shvua here that he won't be kareir yam. Some of the farshim over here say it means the havamina was he would dump the water somewhere outside. If you want to make the yam dry, you're taking the water and dumping someplace else. But I don't know. It's relach. Amar blazar kapatat bosh. Amle moisha loikach hamata sheena yom nasis yabosha. You said yourself that the yam will never be a bush. Shenema, asha samti choil gvul yam. Uksiva yosach b'lasayim yam. Sakadosh Baruch Hu said, loy karosa mitchilas ha-toyre. Mai ksiv, ayim alakim yikov ha-mayim, ani yushe sneisi imoy. I made this t'nai with him. So, therefore it says, vayoshu ayom lefnoi yisab b'yikal yisani, letnoi yishe sneimoy mitchila. It's not clear where is there a t'nai in that. When Kadosh Baruch Hu said yikov ha-mayim, I mean, where exactly, what's the t'nai that he made with it? I mean, unless it means Tamar, Kadosh Baruch Hu created it, and he could do with it what he wants, and so on. But there's a t'nai in the Maisa Yikov HaMayim. What's the pshat in the Yikov HaMayim, and so on? So, let's be what we're going to try to be misbeinin is, it says, we've spoken about it before, the Makis, it says the Asara Makis are keneged the Asorim Amoris that the world was created. And each Makkah revealed that there is not, that the Teva is made by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it rolled back the veil of Teva from the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamoris. That's the commonly understood Pshat, the Emes Pshat, that Asorim Makkahs, each one was a Gilui Keneged Asorim Amoris. So if we're to arrange it in our minds, you have Asara Makis, which each one takes away a layer of Bria, that each one addressed a different and different shittas and how it did it, but Becholoifin, each one comes to come against. The easy one is that Choshech is Keneged, the Keneged Vayi'or, Makis B'chor is Keneged Breishis, but each Makkah had a certain tchuna that it revealed that behind the Teva there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The end of it is Matan Torah, which is a Gili of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Havaya, and is not the head of Teva, that Bechlal is no Shaykhs to Teva. Where does Kriyas Yamsov come in here? So what's Kriyas Yamsov Megala? The Asara Makkahs took care of everything in the Bria. The Gilui of Matan Torah is Ani Avaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything. So what exactly happens with Tzias Mitzrayim, with Kriyas Yamsov? So let's go back, Taka, to the first Psukim, the first Rashi. Rashi says that Be'emes Torah should have started Rachodesh Hazeh Lachem, famous Rashi, and he says, why Matam Pasuk Be'Breishis, Shem Yom Rumus Oilom Listi Matem, Shekavashtem Artes Shivagoyim, Heim Oimlem Kola Oros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Brov in Asana, and it goes, Koyach Maisev, Higit Lamoy, Losizem Nachas Goyim, that's the pasuk that's going on. In another place, the Rashi brings Bisyatsev Gvulos Amim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Gvulos for the Amim, Behanchel Elyon Goyim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each Ummah its place, and it goes on to speak about Klai Yisrael, Nazinu. It's a Peldik Rashi. What does it mean that they'll say Listim, and that's why we start from Breishis? Like, what was he asking? I mean, who is it a Teretz for? And this is Ki'ilu Dezelu Maseh of HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. We have a Breishis Bara, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Amim, put him here, and so on and so forth. So let's understand the Nakuda that Chazal are alluding to over here. Everything in the world, the Rashash says it actually on the Medrash Rabbah. He says this point when he's explaining the Chazal of Gvul Samto Liyam, Chol Samto Gvul Liyam Bal Yavirun. He says what the word Gvul does not mean a boundary in the sense of a perimeter, but rather Gvul means the place within which it exists. In modern language, Gvul is the fence, but the real explanation is that it is the fenced in area, the area that's fenced in. In other words, if I say, why don't you stick in your Gvulos, that which is in the Gvulos belongs to you. That's how he explains. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yam its Gvulos. Doesn't mean that the Yam can't overflow. That's not the point of that pasuk, that Chazal, but it's the other way around. And let's explain what that means. Everything in the world is created has a certain makom. Everything in the world comes with itself. And more important in itself, it has a makom also. Chazal, the Gemara in Bava Basra has a very strange Gemara. It says Iyov was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, every single hair in the body has its pore where it comes from. If two hairs were to grow out of one pore, then a person would die. Every single raindrop has its place. If two raindrops were to come from one place, the world would cease to exist. What it means is, before anything exists, there is a makom for it. In other words, before I invite a guest to my house, there's an understanding that there's a place for him. And I don't mean only a physical place. It means there's a need for him. A place in the full sense of the word. He can be part of the metzias of my bias. So when we talk about a person's existence and his metzias, even before that, there is his makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefarnes a person, laharaya, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chayim, he gave mezoina. But before he gave chayim, he gave a makom for every person. And therefore, every single nivra has its makom. Without a makom, you don't exist. And that's what it says. A hair in the body also needs a place. You can't, if you dump hair on a person, it's worthless. A hair, even though it's not physically part of the person, the skin and the bones and everything else is integrated in a person. It hurts, it bleeds. Hair doesn't. Hair seems to be something that's dead. But still, there's a makom within the body for each hair, and it's not possible to have one makom for two hairs. Every hair has its makom. The same thing with every raindrop. There is not the smallest nivra in the world that doesn't have its makom. So the makom of a person, the makom of a nivra, is very intrinsic to his existence, and more than anything else, it seems an entitlement to our very metzias. If this is our makom, this is ours. People have a very strong sense. The strong sense of possession is land, because the land is not a possession of mine only. It defines my metzias because it's my makom. And that's why people will die. For every other possession, if somebody fights to protect a diamond, we say to ourselves, he's foolish, he valued a diamond over his life. For land, you fight to the death, and people lord it because that defines your metzias. A novenot doesn't have a metzias. And for many centuries, people who didn't have land couldn't vote. They were considered to be mechusen etzem tzura if they weren't landed, if they didn't have a makom. Not having a makom didn't have your metzias. So the most sheirishtik abriya in the world is a makom. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he starts speaking to Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Zeh Lechem, Resh Chadashim, that's the beginning of the Metzias of Klai Yisrael. But where's the makom for Klai Yisrael? What do you mean you're creating an Ummah? You can't create an ummah and say, okay, we're going to clear out a makom for you. It's not your makom. So what does it mean? How can you create a metzias without creating a makom for it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with Bereishis. Torah starts with the Mekoyim Shel Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this makom is the makom of Klal Yisrael. I temporarily rented it out to Umas HaOlam, but the makom, Klal Yisrael has a makom. Where's Klal Yisrael's makom? In Bereishis. Behanchel Elyon Goyim, V'Tziyatzei Gvulis Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each Uma Gvul, meaning, like we said, not a boundary, but a place where in which they stay. That the original Eretz Yisrael was for Klal Yisrael. Knani Oz Ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Knani to be there for a tkufa. But you can't start defining a metzias of Nivroim until you don't find the etzim sheirish. You need a sheirish for them. I can't invite somebody unless first I had a place for him, physically, emotionally, socially. That's the metzias of makom. So you have the bria starts before the etzim metzias. It starts with makom. That is the place where Klal Yisrael needed. You need to designate a makom, and then you can make a Klal Yisrael to fill that makom. The first thing in the world, the Reb Tzadik always has a klal that everything in the Torah, the first place it's mentioned is its sheirish. The first place makom is mentioned. Vayomer Elokim yikavu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el makom echad. The first makom that's designated in the Torah, it's interesting, it's a word that gets designated very early. The first makom that gets designated in the Torah is the makom of the Mayim. The Yam belongs, the place where the Yam is its makom designated as such. V'yikavu makom echad doesn't mean they should come together and not take up a lot of space. It's not a negative. It's a positive. These are the mekoyimis. Gvul samta, like Rasha says, doesn't mean that they can't go. It doesn't only mean that they can't go past the sand line. It means that the other side of the sand line belongs to Yam b'teiras makom. The Yam, the area where the ocean is be'etzim the Yam. It's one of the things that even today, I mean, Maisa Shahoya, the any place that lies under the level of the ocean is aimed to get covered, and you have to fight to keep that land because it's the makom of Yam. Water will constantly seep in and go there and crack the dams and the levees because it is its makom, and you are disenfranchising the Yam from its place, but the Yam doesn't give up easily. That's the sea level is the makom of the Yam. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria of makom in the world, that things have a makom, and the makom is the sheirish of their metzias, that was mostly seen over there. So we have the bria of Yam. So the Asara Makis are connected to Nivroim in the bria. The Kriyas Yamsuf goes at the heart of what we call makom in the bria. Makom is so deeply rooted to us as being a metzias that Chazal had to say, "Akadosh mikan shakadosh baruch hu mikomo shel olam ve'ena olam mikomo shakadosh baruch hu." One would think that the makom is something that even precedes akadosh baruch hu. Matter and stuff like that is all akadosh baruch hu created, but makom is of such basic nature that comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a makom. So Chazal say Chas V'Shalom, even makom is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But makom is in a sense, it's before the bria. It's a bria that comes before the bria. Before you put the screw in, you needed a hole. You need to drill a hole where the screw should fit in. You needed a makom for it, and that came before. That's the what the Yam is. That's what the metzias of Yam in its makom is. That inyan. Let's take it to the metzias of Klai, so and so on. A person who's a nov and nod is kemat a mace. Nov and nod, golos, anything of that nature in Chazal is a very difficult position. Egla Rufa is because you weren't malavahim. Any time a person is not in his makom, he's very vulnerable. Avram Avinu was given a big nisayon of galus, but his nisayon was lech lecha, go to a place. So the traveling is difficult. When you're traveling, you're mufka from where you're coming from. You don't have a place. You can't see on the road. That's the difficulty. But he had a makom. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ela Aretz Asher Eka, going, the word halicha is going to a place. The halicha is when a person goes to somewhere. So not being where I'm supposed to be is a danger and it's a difficulty and so on. That's why it's the first nisayon. But it's not really where the person is placeless. He's just not there yet. Just like somebody has a home, an established home, established business, everything very established. He's just not there. So it's a long trek and it's dangerous. But he still has a shaychus b'chinas makor. The word nisa, to run away, the Gemara says that when somebody runs away from battle, the police, the military police, the shaytrim, are allowed to bear down on him because tchilas nefila nisa, or nisa tchilas nefila. Running away is the beginning of defeat. No one can keep running. Running is where you lose your makom. That's what nisa is. You're not going someplace. It's not halicha. Halicha means you're going to someplace. Nisa means you're running away from somewhere. And running away from somewhere means you've cut. So just like if a person would take a tree out of its out of the place it's planted, that for sure is the end of the tree. If you take an animal out of its natural habitat, it's gone. If you take a person, when a person is nus, when a person runs away, then he is cut, then basically it's a question of time till Misa sets in. Nisa is Trilas Nefila. That's the Pshat Nisa. So anytime there is a Nisa in the Bria, that is Be'etzim, a Gzeir of Misa on the person. In the Nisayon of Yosef was a Nisayon where basically Yosef had no place to go to in the world. It's not the pshat, you know, he went into Mitzrayim, he got into a fight, they could have killed him, and he ran really, really far. That's not the Nisayon. That's not his Nisayon. Yosef had no place to go. Imagine a person. A lot of times people have turned themselves in to the police, even if they ran away in foreign countries and they lived there for many years. But there's a feeling of not having a makom. I don't belong here. It's not me. I don't feel a part of this place. It's almost like misa for a person. Yosef HaTzadik had nothing. He was stateless, statusless. The only thing that he had was Beis Potiphar. The Vayonas means basically he was mafkia himself from any makom. Where is he running to? Vayonas achutza. He ran no place. Where can he go? He doesn't have a makom to go. He was mufka from the makom of his brothers. His brothers were mafkia him from Beis Yak, from Beis Yisrael. And this is the only place that he had. And so basically what he was doing is cutting himself off from makom. Avraham Avinu was undertaking a hard journey, but he was going someplace. Yosef was being mafkia himself from a makom and going no place, just running away from there. The Rambam says that if a person should understand that he's very mushpa from surroundings and sviva and people around him, so on and so forth. Derech Adam is being nimshach after the Hashem. So a person should not live with Rishayim and so on and so forth, but rather he should go live in a place with good people and so on. And if there are nothing there, he should go live in a midburn and so on. I mean, it's nice advice. I mean, good, the Rambam says a person should. The Teretz is a person be'etzem can't exist without a society. Living in a midbar is living no place, be'etzem. And the nisoinet, and we'll see in a second what the pshat in that is that the nisoinet is to become placeless, which is another way of saying to take the risk or to become without a metzias. That's what the nisoinet of going to live in midbaris is, where Rambam says it. So Yosef Atzadik's nisoyen of Vayonas is nisa. It means going away from the place that you have chiyus, and basically, which means being menatik yourself from all sorts of chiyus. The Klal Yisrael has in itself that tchuna. It says that Yaakov Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, it says Logosham Melamech Layorad Yaakov Lishtakeasham El Logosham Bulvat Shenemar, and so on. Yaakov Avinu was uprooting himself from Eretz Yisrael, and he was going to a place not in order to stay there. In other words, had he been Mishtakeasham, had his Pchinas Makom become Mitzrayim, there couldn't be Geula. Because a person, if a person is nishrash in a certain makom, then he is can't be moved. You can't take a tree that's nishtarish and move it without the earth and so on. Just it just doesn't go. It's just like we learned in Shabbos. You can be toimin something in offer. But as long as the Alana Megulin, it's not Nishtarish and it's not its Mokom, and therefore you can take it out on Shabbos, it doesn't have it in a Kalayim. You know, it's Chazal gave us Hagdoris, where a plant in the ground is not considered to be in the ground if it's not rooted in the ground. And it's Motan Kalayim, it's Motan for Shabbos. It's got its dinim as far as not being part of ground. Once it takes root, that ground becomes its Mokom. And every single aspect of being in that makom is chal on that. So Yaakov Avinu was running away from Eretz Knan. It was because there was a rav baretz, and it wasn't a pchina of halicha. It was a pchina of nisa. He went to Mitzrayim not to be mishtake over there. That was Yaakov's koach. That kept Klal Yisrael b'meila that. And Yosef's Metzias was also a Metzias of being there. And who Yosef, it's the same Yosef that was there before. There's a dove in Nifla Adma Oid in the Atzmas Yosef. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took offer from Dal Kamfes Oretz in order to create Adam Arishin. Why? So he says, because therefore, every part of the world would be koilit the Afroi of Adam. Wherever you bury a person, he rots and blends into the ground because he comes from all Chelkei Olam. Yosef's, Yaakov for sure, but Yaakov never was there, but Yosef's Atzamos was never Niklat in Mitzrayim. When he said that they should bury, that you should be Malat Smoisai, when you go Pocket Yifkoit, and it should be Malat Smoisa, it meant that my Atzamos would never be Niklat in Afar Mitzrayim. That's the Hagdara of that type of Tzava. The reason why Adam is created from all offer is because he's May offer. All of the world is Makom. So Yosef's Makom, that's not his Makom. He's not Niklat in Mitzrayim, Lachem Yisosei, and Melzad is Mokom. And Bishusoi, all the other Atzamos are not Niklat. The back and forth over here, the Nisoyen and the back and forth Nisoyen over here of Yosef and the Atzamos and Kriyas Yamsuf was, we came to this junction where the Pchinas Mokom in the Bria is at stake. All Chalkei HaBriya have already been defined as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. Everything's been rolled back and shown to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Makom itself is the thing that's left. The most entrenched place of makom, the place where the Torah defines a makom, is the mayim in the yam in its makom. So wherever there's yabosh, it's not mekoyim shel yam. Every other place is the gvul. It's the makom of the yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rolled back. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that even makom is not makom. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't dislodge makom, can I? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, makom is also mimaisei breishis. It's part of mimaisei breishis, and b'meila it goes also. The one that revealed that you can be mufka from makom, that nefesh and neshama rises above makom in Avodas Adam, is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef's Maisa Nisa is, imagine a person is stuck in a jungle somewhere, and there's someone was, when you read accounts of people stuck in Siberia, and when they say, you know, about running away, it's laughable. What does it mean to run away when the next point of civilization is between you and the next fire? There's 3,000 miles of ice. I mean, what does it mean to run away? There's no, where are you going to run to? The only atzol you have is over here. So the only place where there's a makom, the only place when it's shayach to have something, is Mitzrayim. Yaakov went down, and Yaakov went down there not to be mishtakeah. He lived without having a makom. The easy temptation was to make that his makom. Yosef was limited. This is his only makom as a yachid. He didn't even have the luxury of having a tzibur. And vayonas meant, the nisayon of Yonas was, I have to leave. Even if it means I don't have where to go to, this is where I have to go to. Chazal, the pasuk says about Klal Yisrael, it says, Gefen mi Mitzrayim tasiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transported a vine from Mitzrayim. What does it mean, tasiya? Your luggage, I can say, I moved my luggage, my valise from here to there. Well, if I say somebody, I transported my house from here to, I shipped my house there. I shipped my lot. What does that mean? How do you ship a Geffen? I should say Geffen Akarti, and then I took it someplace. The Teretz is the Geffen was living in hydroponics. The Geffen wasn't rooted. Geffen mi Mitzrayim tasiya, tegoresh goyim vatito eho. In other words, the Netia was not, there never was a Netia any other place. It lived on air, like Chazal, like it says about Pitrius and Kemeus. It wasn't mushrush. So b'meila, Geffen mi Mitzrayim tasiya, tegoresh goyim vatito eho. The Kriyas Yamsuf, the parasha ends, Tvi Emoi Visita Emoi, bring them to Eretz Yisrael and finally plant them. In other words, they're waiting to be planted, not replanted, but planted. They didn't have a makom yet, and they're waiting to get their makom. Zeh Keli Vanveyu means that Rashi says, that, I mean, we teach, the normal teach we teach is to make it beautiful. Chazal say Miloshen Noveh, meaning give it a place. You could not make a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu until you didn't learn this Yisoid. To build a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a mountain in Yerushalayim is in a sense degrading. What does it mean that this is his makom? Only when you hear that makom itself is above a person's mitzias, that is self HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses it to be. Wherever you are, you're in the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when you can make a bias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Keli Vanveyu means this is, I can now take HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make him into another. I can make him into a makom, and I can make a makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes shayach to makom. That's a result of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf is the Nekuda in the Bria where Makom itself was Metuken. Makom is the biggest misleading. A person, this is my place, this is why I am, this is why I exist. I can't exist someplace else. I can't be shaykh to something else. This is where I'm rooted. This is where I get my chiyas from. This is where I get my nika from. It definitely is the strongest appearance of being true. So we dig down into Bereishis. In Bereishis is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the makom also is me. I'm the makom shel olam. The yam goes to makom echad. I gave makom to yam. I gave makom to umos. I was miyatsev gvulos amim. I gave place to everything. And it's the most deeply rooted metzias in the Bria, but it's still Bria itself. Even that's from me. When HaKadosh Baruch, when Klal Yisrael perceived it, in other words, Klal Yisrael perceived itself to be menutik from any type of... Avraham Avinu had to be told, Lech Lecha. Yaakov was told, Logur, you're going now to live someplace indefinitely as a guest. Almanas, not to put roots down. Yosef stood in a place where leaving this house was being rootless. No place to eat, nothing to sleep, no house to go to, no home to stay at, nothing. That was the Nisoyen. Linyanenu, the Rambam is Linyanenu. In other words, a lot of our Nisoyenus stem because we have an axiom. This chevra is my chevra. The other chevra is not my chevra. This place is my place. This metzias is my metzias. A lot more, a person will say a lot of times, listen, I definitely would like to be different. I definitely like to be better. But, you know, this is my chevra. This is my tzibur. This is the everybody that counts by me, this is the way they act. The final barrier, once a person himself is makas emes, and he comes to a havana that, you know, I really would like to be better. I think I could be taller than this. I think I could be cheshev than this. But he'll say, it's not only that other people influence me. So it's one thing when other people are mashpia me. I don't mean a mashpia me, but I don't belong there. I'm not, this is, it's too strong, it's too intense, they're too serious. Whatever it is, there's a feeling that I don't have a makam there. So the person is stuck. He says, male, if a person thinks he himself is not shaykh to it, so there's nothing to talk about. But if the person himself thinks that he's cut out for better things, but listen, I'm part of my environment. I can't be different. The most shayrishtika amida benisoyen is nisa, is the vayonas achutza. If you are different, if there's a demus yuknashal aviv that stands in front of your eyes and you feel different, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives place also. Just like you realize your own keiches hanefesh and your own metzias is dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the das and the ruach and everything you need, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also provides makom. Beretzoni, these people stay, beretzoni, other people stay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tenai in my sebrachis where each thing is. It's not automatic. That's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha and bria as well. A person's nisayon sometimes is lech lecha, and sometimes it's vayonas achutza. I have to break away from this environment. What's going to be? I'm going to be a hermit, I'm going to be alone, I'm going to be this. I have to be prepared for that. But understand that gefen mitzrayim tasiya tegorish goyim vatito era. A person can have to live a tkufa menutik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it to a place where it gets rushing. The sheirish of the gili of Kriyas Yamsuf was that the makom of mayim, which is the most elementary fundamental makom in the Bria, is also not for granted. It's also a makom only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it its makom. And when Klal Yisrael dehears that, so they pass over that nisayon. In other words, they're capable of running out to no place, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each thing its place, like it says by Shevet Levi, Hashemu nachlosai. There is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makom shel olam. At the end of the day, there's a makom for a person. And when a person crosses that yam, when a person says, I've got to go to a different metzias, leaving Mitzrayim wasn't only that Mitzrayim shouldn't oppress them. Kriyas Yamsuf is leaving the Makom Mitzrayim. The Yam defined the Makom Mitzrayim. Leaving the Makom that they assumed was theirs. They were there since they remember, since the grandfather remembered. They were completely, that was their Makom. Leaving the Makom is the Nisayon of Kriyas Yamsuf. In the Schar Vayonas HaChutza, Hayom Ra Vayonais, and when we pass it over, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach to V'eimoy V'sita Eimoy, that a person will find a place that he will become rooted to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will root to, and that's the Makom where we say Zekei Levan Ve'u. It's the ability where we can give a Makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world that's called Mekoyme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.